Let our praises remind all the darkness of how great and how mighty our God is. For the battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. We are standing in holy defiance. We're declaring aloud in the silence that the battle belongs to the Lord and no one else, no one else. We'll sing hallelujah for all hell to hear. Shout out Hosanna above every fear. Strongholds will crumble like castles of sand. We are marching on. We're marching on. Unstoppable kingdom advances as we take back the ground from the darkness. The battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. You're the banner we raise in the chaos. No, the gates of hell won't stand against us. The battle belongs to the Lord and no. The crisis, the troubles, the trials, the shadows, the sorrows, the long nights, the hard fight. We are the prophets, the voice in the darkness, declaring the battle is yours. We'll sing hallelujah for all hell to hear. Shout out Hosanna above every fear. Strongholds will crumble like castles of sand.
Let praise arise. faith be the song that calms the storm inside me. Let it rise.
Hi guys, can anybody tell me what the word worthy means? Good thoughts. If someone is worthy, that means they're worthy of something. For example, if you were to be on a softball or baseball team and you got the only home run of the game and there was a prize at the end for best hitter, you would be worthy of getting that prize because you were the only one to get a home run. So if someone is worthy, they deserve something like your time or gifts and honor. Our God is worthy. He is worthy of all our praise and worship. He is worthy of our time and trust. Before we hear more about God's worthiness, let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for bringing us here together to learn more about you and how worthy you are. In Jesus' name, amen. So, in the Big God story, God called judges to deliver his people. Two of the judges were Ehud and Deborah. Why did God's people need deliverer, you may ask? Right, it's because they rebelled, which means they turned their backs on God. God then allowed their enemies to conquer them. After the Israelites repented, God always restored them by saving them from their enemies. This cycle happened over and over again. For a while, the Israelites would trust and obey God, and then they would forget that God was worthy of their praise. And then it would start again. So act this out with me. They would rebel, so hold up your fist, rebel, and then they would repent, clasp your hands like this and repent, and then God would restore them. And if I had your hand, I would give you a handshake, but instead we'll just do a handshake like this. So today's part of the Big God story begins with this cycle. Let's open up Judges 6 and read verses 1-6. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock in their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them or their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. The Midianites were like plagues of locusts, the Bible says. Locusts are bugs that eat all of the crops at once, which was not good because the Israelites were living in a land full of beautiful crops. And Midianites came in and took everything that they had been growing. To protect themselves, the people hid in caves and in mountains and cried out to the Lord for help. So God was worthy of their trust and heard their cries. So God called a man named Gideon to save them. The first time he spoke to Gideon, Gideon was working in a field. And we read that in Judges 12 through 14. It says, "When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, 'The Lord is with you, mighty warrior.' 'Pardon me, my Lord,' Gideon replied. But if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all the wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Do not let the Lord bring us out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" It was hard for Gideon to believe that God was with him, so he asked God for a sign. "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering I have set before you." And the Lord said, "I will wait until you return." To show Gideon that he really meant what he said, God sent down a fire to burn Gideon's offering of meat and bread. Through this, Gideon realized that God is worthy and he can trust God to save the Israelites. Before long, it was time to fight the enemies of God's people. It says, "Now all the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern people joined forces and crossed over the Jordan to camp in the valley of Jezreel. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning the Abiezrites to follow him." Before Gideon went to battle, he wanted another sign from God that he was with him. Gideon told God that he would place a wool fleece on the ground. It says that in verse 36, it says, "Gideon said to God, 'If you will save Israel, be my hand as you promised. Look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and on the ground, and the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said.'" And that's what God did. The fleece was wet and the ground was dry. Then Gideon said to God, "Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time make the fleece be dry and the ground be covered with dew." And guess what? God did just what Gideon had asked. The next morning, Gideon saw that the ground was wet and the fleece was dry. So the next morning, Gideon was ready to fight along with the 10,000s of men in his army. But the Lord told Gideon there were too many men for fighting Midian. God wanted to show Gideon that he alone would win the battle and would be worthy of glory for the victory, not Gideon's large army. So Gideon got rid of some of the men. And it says this in verse 7:3. It says, "Now announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord told Gideon that he had too many men. So Gideon told the men to all go to the spring and drink water from it. And then God separated out the men by the way they drank water. By doing that, God took the Israelites' army from 10,000 to only 300 men. Wow. 300 men against a huge army. But God knew that through this battle, he would show that he is able to win and he is worthy of glory, because the small number of men could never defeat a large number without God's help. So God then gave another sign to Gideon, a sign that God himself would win the battle. God sent his servant Purah to the enemy camp to let them to listen to them talking. Gideon heard a man telling his friend about a dream of a loaf of barley bread tumbling through the enemy camp and making the tents collapse. Then the man's friend said the dream meant that God let Gideon's army defeat the Midianites. When Gideon heard this, he worshiped God because he knew God would deliver Israel. It says in verse 15, that when Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he bowed down and worshiped. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, "Get up, the Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands." Dividing the 300 men into their companies, he placed trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them, with torches inside. Gideon gave the 300 men a trumpet and a jar with a torch inside, and led them to the edge of the Midianite camp. All the 300 men did as Gideon said and smashed the jars containing the torches. This terrified the Midianites, and then they ran away from their camp. And Gideon and all his men went after them, and they captured two of the Midianite leaders. And even Gideon's army, who only had 300 men, God miraculously delivered the Israelites from their enemies. He is worthy of our praise. After this, Gideon gained a lot of respect from Israel, so much so that they asked him to be their new ruler. But Gideon knew that he wasn't the one who rescued them. God was. God was the one who was worthy of their worship and honor. It says in verse 8:23 that Gideon told them, I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you. The Lord will rule over you. So God is able to forgive our sins and deliver us from our troubles. We can trust him with our lives. He is worthy of our praise. What a mighty and amazing thing God did for his people through Gideon. Sometimes it can be hard to trust God when it seems like difficult things are happening around us or to people around us. But our God is good. He hears our cries for help. He may not always give us a sign like he did for Gideon, but we can trust that he is for us and he is with us. Because of who he is, God is worthy of our praise and our worship. So, after God appeared to Gideon and helped him, Gideon responded by building an altar and bowing down to worship God. In a moment, we'll play some music, and you can respond to worship by dancing or singing or bowing, but praise God because he is worthy.
Could live in the freedom you died.
Okay, now it's time for our blessing. So go ahead and hold out your hands like this while I say the blessing over you. May you know our God is encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. May you spend this week praising our God who is worthy. Amen. Bye, guys.